Okay, everyone, welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense. So, I got here for you, I'll say two videos from Dr. Rashad Ritchie. And this is, let's just say yet again, another example of systemic racism. Well, the first one I have for you guys is going to be dealing with, you know, a group of cops beating on a black man. And you'll hear that they're used tasers and a canine attacking a man, literally throwing blows with closed fists onto the man's face, you know, just attacking. It's about 8, 9, 10 officers just brutally beating this man, right? Of course, they're white as well, by the way. You're going to hear about that. I'm going to let it play to its utmost. Normally, I like to cut in, but I'm just going to let it play and then respond. I know this one is circumstantial a little bit for those guys. So I said, well, you know, he's a criminal, so he gets everything. If God had the world explode underneath of him and kill him, it's his, you know, he got what he deserved, right? So how's that proof of systemic racism? Well, I always like to start out with, you know, a little ambiguous, right? You can say a little ambiguous, you know. And then I come back with the, well, no shit, this is blatantly obvious. There's no way in hell you had to be completely masked off, more racist than any Klansman in existence type of individual. Charlie Kirk type person, right? Yeah, because he's more racist than any type of Klansman that ever existed. I mean, the Klan would say, God damn, this man is racist. We wouldn't do that to black people type of thing, right? The most racist person out there, type of thing. Hell, David Duke would say, man, at least I'm okay with being around black people. Charlie Kirk wants to eradicate black people from existence, period. Right? He only see them as useful idiots, i.e. Candace Owens, Officer Tatum, Jesse Lee Peterson. Right? You name it. So, I got a video proving that coming up as well. How obvious that, well, let's just say the cops pretty much damn near openly proved it by like, hey, there's no ambiguity here. But let's start with the first one, shall we? So, like I said, it sounds like, well, even, because I can understand racist, bigot, assholes will, you know, try to use whatever they can get. You know, this guy was, he broke the law a bit, right? But it's a reason why I'm going to let it play.
Believe after a video goes viral of them kicking, beating a black male during an arrest, here it is.
Okay. Before we go, I know it's not supposed to stop, but I forgot that you guys can't actually see what's going on as well. So, the guy, this is the officer who came out now. This is a bunch of police cars over here. When it's a black person, you gotta expect at least 4, 5, or 8, even 10 to 20, or maybe even 40 precincts worth of police officers for one black guy. So, if it's two black guys, you gotta expect that to double, right? That's how it is. One black person, that's about 20. The maximum is 20 precincts. Four. Every officer had to be gone, right? They're empty. You know, only janitorial crew in there was motherfuckers. And maybe not even that. And some of them. The janitorials got guns. Pointing at the black guy. because that's how it was in slavery. They had to track down the black people and bring them to their master, right, when they escaped, or they just ran to a random free black man and just said, here you go, take this nigga. So he's running after the guy. He has his taser out. Let's see what happens. He tasered the man. The officer, he said, get on the ground. Well, he fell to the fucking ground anyway. This should be where everything is over. You tasered him. He's locked up. He's seizing because you stopped his electrical activity in his body. That's what causes us to be able to move. The electrical activity from our generated from our body allows us to move. Go in, turn him on his stomach, or, yeah, that'd be easier. On his stomach, handcuff him, call it a day, put him in the back of the paddy wagon, go home. That's what we would expect. If he was even close to being white. Matter of fact, he wouldn't be tased at all, period. We've seen what happened with white people. They get a chance to go home, go to sleep, you know, wake up, make breakfast, you know, wash themselves up, you know, go to work a couple bit, you know. Maybe think about turning themselves in, you know, watch the news for about 6, 7, 8 months to a year to see if, you know, they still need to go to jail for their criminal activity. And then the officers may show up and say, hey, man, you know, you got to go to jail for a bit. You know, he's going to take you, put you, let you walk into the pay wagon, and then, you know, maybe not in the pay wagon, the front seat of the goddamn police car. You can go ahead and play around the computer real quick, and you can go on there and watch some YouTube videos on there, too. And we take you in. You're not going to get a jumpsuit at all, period. What the fuck is that? That's only meant for black people. And once you're there, you get a quick trial where we just say you didn't do the crime and blame it on a random black guy. Right? We'll find one. So just go with the flow. Now, he's on the ground. There have been multiple commands given to him. You're about to hear it. He said, get on the ground. They got him down. He tussled. I'm certified in we like to call supine. Take downs. You know, PCM, you know, certified. I know how to take a nigga down on the ground. Once you use a taser and he already on the ground, the easy part is just turning his ass over. Putting the handcuffs on the motherfucker. You got about like 45 officers there. You telling me not one of them can do it? Nah, it's because you like to get licks in. You know, they're all white and he black, so you know it's racism involved in it. So they want to strike him. It's time to let go a bit. You know, when they used to not have body cam and not give a fuck, even when they did, like they do now, They would just start attacking the black man for no reason. I mean, being literal violent on him, just throwing blows on him, you know, trying to kill him. If he dies, he dies. If he doesn't, he doesn't. Well, hey, they make up a story of some, you know, fantastical battle, like something off of Dragon Ball Z, and say, well, that happened, you know, and that's the reason why the officer who was clean with no cuts on him at all, period, somehow got into a violent altercation where the black man attacked him multiple times. He was threatened, and his life was threatened, right? Y'all know that. Tases again. He's been tased already. He's already on the ground. Why are you tasing him multiple times? I understand people out there, you know, Republicans out there. So if I was to tase you, and I tell you, get on the ground, lay on your stomach, and you have 5 to 10 to 20 others saying, get on your back, lay on your back, hands in the air, and I'm telling you, lay on your stomach, hand behind your back, and start tasing you, and then they start punching you, how are you supposed to do commands that are, you know, opposite of each other. You think I'm joking? The video goes into it. Joe, he's got the dog. Watch out. This time they let the dog bite him while he's on the ground for no reason because he's black. Black guy, you got literally this white officer literally getting the WD mounted punches right there on his head. Right there on his head while the dog is biting him. Right after he's been tased yet again. He's being tased by every officer there. This is one black guy, by the way. More tasers. Every officer is tasing. And there's one officer, of course, blocking his view of everything going on because they don't want people to see. And you keep seeing more officers coming in with punches. Yeah, this is by the book. You get to, you know, just laying wood into anybody you want. If it's a 4-year-old little girl, you know, just laying wood into her face. You know, just beating on the face. You know, beating the bloody, right? That's how you're supposed to do it.
So low.
That's supposed to do. Beat a bloody. No. Had a dog bite him again. Had a dog bite him again. Put your hand behind your back. Hey, dickhead, how am I put my hand behind my back if I have a dog biting you? You see, you don't see these type of things taking place when you start having those, you know, civilian take place of police officer. Oh, I would love to. I would say, no, give me the hand. I'm like, I need about 15 of you guys. I'm going to show him exactly what y'all do to black people. Y'all better do it. I'm going to tase this guy at least 40 times. I'm going to give every one of y'all going to have to do this and y'all follow my lead, give different orders, counteracting orders, because y'all do this all the time. I can show you exactly the video. You go over there and you start mounting him with those type of Brock Lesnar elbows like he did with Randy Orton, right? Oh, that was John Cena. Yeah, John Cena, when he just butted his ass open, right, with forearms, you know, those type of things. I don't get the dog to bite on this dude at least 5 times, tase at him. I don't keep giving orders to say hands behind your back. You just say hands in the air, right? You say on your roll over on your stomach. I say roll over on your, he say roll over on your back. And then when he can't do both of those because all of them are, you know, conflicting orders, I get the damn canine to bite him again. And then you come in with some more mounted punches and I'll keep, you know, going at it. Because that's by the book, by the way. Kick him in the head, punching him.
Not after the incident, but after it went viral.
Yep.
Two suburban Detroit police officers are now under investigation. After police video of officers arresting a black male accused of a domestic violence encounter.
And I know people say, well, he accused of domestic violence encounter. Again, this is going to be handy when it comes into the second video. Because when I say accused, that doesn't always mean that you did it. I can guarantee that some conservative person who they know I existed accused me of a bunch of different things. Let me tell you, it's literally impossible for me to do it, but you can accuse me of literally everything. You can say that this black man came in, beat, raped, and murdered your 3-year-old daughter. And you live in Texas, I'm in goddamn Maryland, and you can say it happened at around 10 o'clock this morning. I'm literally on fucking camera, by the way. So I don't know how the hell that's going to be possible. And I got a bunch of witnesses saying it. But you can accuse me of it. And the police can come in. Well, it won't be the police, but CIA and FBI and all that shit. But they come in and easily arrest me. And I got to defend myself in court now to say, view the camera. Now, how am I going to get from Maryland to Texas at 10 o'clock in the morning while I'm in a building working with a student. Now, I don't know. Maybe I have some gifted abilities, like some mutant ability to copy myself. You know, maybe I did a multi-channel clone jutsu. You know, copy no jutsu. And made a copy of myself. Maybe I did instant transmission. You know, where I instantly transferred myself from here to the area and then did what I need to do and then instantaneously turned back. I don't know. But when you just want to put a black guy in jail, you want to put a black guy in jail, you come up with any excuse you want. You have literally no evidence of me being down there in Texas. I would love to go to Texas if I could, but, you know, I don't have the money to do it. I'm broke as shit. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. Doesn't seem like a person who's going to be flying to Texas on anytime soon, you know. Just saying. Right. So accusations are accusations. Doesn't mean that they're always true. You have to have some proof behind you.
Shows one officer kicking him in the head during the chaotic arrest. The man's attorney calls this, quote, a gang-style beating, end quote. Sterling Heights Police said Wednesday that it released the edited nearly 9-minute-long video footage in the spirit of transparency. The Sterling Heights Police Department said two officers have now been placed on administrative leave.
They paid vacation because the precinct is like, my man, whip that nigga's ass. Good, make sure you do it again to the next nigga you come across.
The sheriff's department investigates the February 25th arrest of Mr. Gary Young, who's 36 years of age. The Sterling Heights man was accused of kneeing a woman in the face and choking a youth, according to the mix of body camera dash camera video that begins with officers arriving at a residence and speaking to the alleged victims in the city about 23 miles north of Detroit. Now, I want to say this. I know there are some who are going to push back at the narrative because of the alleged offense. Understand these things are separate in a court of law. During the judicial process, you are innocent until proven guilty. Cops are not to be your judge, jury, and executioner, or even judge, jury, and assaulter. That is not how this works. This is part of a professional process. There's more.
That's because a lot of these white racist people out there just can't get off the fact that this is not a movie. You're not living in a movie. We live in the real world. We do things differently, right? We have rights. I'm supposed to go to court, right? Let's just say, look what's going on with Donald Trump. He's calling that persecution and, you know, oppression. I would love to have that type of oppression if I was black. Now, I'm pretty sure that guy would love to have that type of oppression that Donald Trump is getting. Where he has to go to fucking court. But he doesn't have to go to court, by the way. He has a court case. Right, he don't have to show up to any of his court cases. By the way, none of them, zero. He just let his lawyers do it. Right? And be tried in the court of law. That's great, I would just love it. But, you know, that's kind of crazy, don't you think? Like, you know, fucking kind of crazy, don't you think? I mean, he doesn't even get that. He gets beaten. You have to have 10 officers for one damn white guy, one black guy, right? All of these damn white officers for one black guy? Come on, be real yourself.
Police captions in the video state that the pursuit reached speeds of 90 miles per hour, traversed 13 miles, and that Young ran six red lights and swerved into oncoming traffic while being intoxicated, highly intoxicated, according to the report. He also had a flat tire. He was also acute.
how are you going up to 100 miles an hour on a flat tire? Let me tell you, being the fact that my car had plenty of them, you're not going pretty far with a flat tire. It's definitely not going 90 miles an hour. Because when things will just burst open and start rolling, right? And now you're on basically a rim and you're not going too far. You can try, but the car's going to start shutting down and you're going to have to get on foot. And that's when you get caught. Because they can run you over and kill you right there. First of all, they can run over you and kill you. They can kill you anyway. You know, even if you're not a criminal, if you're just in your bed sleeping, if you're black, that's a crime already. We already know they're trying to bring back the black codes already. They've been dead all bring back black codes anyway. They never got rid of them. They never got rid of black codes. They tried to say they did. They never did. They never got rid of black codes. They just made them into actual laws. If you think I'm lying again, vagrancy and loitering were black codes. Because black people normally couldn't get a job because all of them were owned by white people. So they were hiring only white people. So if you didn't have a home, you're being a vagrant. If you're standing around in a place, period, in a group of more than one person, for more than 5 seconds, that was considered loitering. You can't stand near a white establishment, period, if you're black. They had the right to arrest you for that. Guess what? Those are actual laws right now. So you think they didn't just incorporate the black codes? Be real with yourself.
News of attempting to run over an officer, police said. Young's vehicle crashed along a street and Interstate 94, according to the county prosecutor. Police said Young had a blood alcohol level twice the legal driving limit and that he sustained minor injuries from the arrest. In addition to domestic violence charges, Young, who was out on bond, faces charges of fleeing police, assaulting resisting police, and operating with his license suspended, operating a vehicle. Police said the next court hearing in the criminal case is scheduled for April 11th. Now,
the guy, did you hear? This violent, evil, monstrous criminal who had to be severely beaten within an inch of his life is out on bond. He's out on bond. He still had the ability to get bond. They gave him bond. So, yeah, hey, you can pay us some money. We can let you free. We know you are a violent, evil criminal who should be beaten and had the dog bite on you for however many times it needed. The cops did absolutely everything 100% by the book. The mounting punches onto his face was definitely needed. It's in the actual handbook where you had to do this to a black guy. And only black people, because they don't do it to white people. Right? Only minorities. Only minorities. You don't ever do that to a white person. You do not throw mounting punches onto a white person. You cannot do that. Only for minorities. You tase this individual because it only can be done by minorities. You know, they only do it on them. They can only be tased. Only them. They're the only ones that can be tased like that. You know, only minorities. Only minorities can be tased like that. Because you not do this to whites. You know, he kicked, bitten on multiple occasions. But now he's out on bond.
Here's the reality. The way these officers handled the arrest, his charges will likely be dropped. Now, if he's guilty of these things, he should be adjudicated properly in a court of law. Because of how these officers handled it, a prosecutor has to now contend with the reality of civil rights being violated during the arrest and post-arrest. And that could be enough to simply dismiss all charges against him.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the city itself could face a significant financial penalty for the violations. You see, we call that defunding the police. But when the police defund the police, there's no problem. When the police are the ones creating the catalyst for the defunding apparatus, not an issue. But when there's a young black male or young black female who says defund the police on Twitter, all of a sudden, well, we have a problem with that.
Right.
Isn't that interesting? Let's put up the chief. Buck stops with the chief of police, Dale.
Yeah, go ahead.
Immediately 100% jump to the defense of the officers. Officers know how to do this. They do it routinely as culture. Ask any cop that you know personally. They will tell you off record, this is something that we do when we want to confuse a suspect and whoop his ass. That's it.
Yep. Give multiple orders. They do that all the time. Every police officer, and I've been there. I talked with a few of them, my damn self. They said they do that. They want to beat up on a person. They get a chance to beat up on a person. That's why they grab a bunch of police officers. You see multiple cars there. Because they're going to give multiple different orders that counteract each other, the opposite of each other, that they know 100% of the time you cannot do. It's literally physically impossible for you to do. And since you cannot do one of those commands, they can attack you. Just think about it. If you had that power and you saw someone you didn't like, let's say you are racist. You're a Klansman. Literally Klansman. You literally go on the beat wearing your, you know, gown and hood. And you see a bunch of black kids walking around. Minding their business. Doing nothing but minding their business. And you want to get into an altercation. You're feeling frisky. So you call up about 40 different officers. And you start to give different commands, just verbally shouting them out. Each one shouting out counteracting commands. Some kid's gonna do what the other one says, some kid's gonna do what the other one, and then y'all just get up there, y'all beating up on the black kid, you know. Take your gun out, fire bullets, shots fired, shots fired, shots fired. They shot an officer down. Like you saw before with the cop who was rolling around and firing at his own car. That was proof is in the pudding. We all know about that damn video. A damn acorn fell on the goddamn cruiser and he's lighting up his own car with a guy who in the back seat with no damn weapon whatsoever. And was told he didn't have one. And he starts rolling on the ground, on the ground, shots fired. He unleashed his clip onto the car, which he was perfectly fine enough to go and grab another clip and put it back in and start firing again. And that's when the other officer came over and started firing at the damn car again. And by the way, none of those guys were reprimanded, by the way. None of them. They said they did everything by the book. Because everything that a police officer does is by the book. None of them got reprimanded. None of them got reprimanded. Almost killed that man. Thank God they didn't know how to fire. They're stormtroopers. But yes, you got to hear that. But I know you guys said, well, Trey, you know, that's ambiguous as hell. You know, he was a criminal, basically. He did, you know, do something. He was alleged to do something. Okay. Remember I said I'm going to bring up a video that's more overt.
Cops decided to shoot an unarmed black man because they assumed he robbed a bank. I kid you not. Put up the picture full of mass.
Well, Trey, he obviously robbed the bank. Maybe he matched 100% on the description. You know how black people are. They all like to dress 100% the same and be the exact same in height, weight, built, look, and everything, right? And, you know, racist as hell, saying all black people look alike. Oh, okay.
This is a hell of a story. According to a federal lawsuit filed March 7th by Representative of Emmanuel Jacquez Clark Johnson's estate. 30-year-old Clark Johnson was fatally shot in the back on November 19, 2022 by a Portland police officer while running away during their response to an armed robbery call.
And I hear you saying, why he running away? He used to be a officer pointing his gun directly towards your face. Are you going to run towards the bully and get immediately killed? Or are you going to try to run away from the bully? I'm telling you, I'm running the fuck away. I'm not getting shot in the damn face and see my death coming. I'm going to get killed anyway because, you know, being black, officers know that you 100% are the criminal, even in situations like this you're about to find out, where there's no way in hell it's even possible.
He was left to bleed out for nearly 30 minutes and later died at a hospital. The lawsuit accuses the officer who shot Clark Johnson with an AR-15 rifle and the city of Portland, Oregon, of excessive force, negligence for failing to provide emergency medical care, and wrongful death. According to the lawsuit, several Portland Police Bureau officers responded to a call of an attempted robbery of a person parked at a fast food restaurant shortly after midnight on November 19th, 2022.
So, this robbery is taking place at a parking lot, you know, at a fast food joint, you know. So it's one of those smash and grab type of thing. You would be, that's a hot spot because, you know, normally people have that. Definitely once you get into the parking lot of a fast food joint, you normally got cash on you because you're getting, may not be a lot, and it's petty cash, but those are the ones that's the best people you're going to run up robbing, because they in a fast food joint, they got at least something, right? It's not like you're going into an area that normally doesn't have money, right? Like an abandoned parking lot. Yeah, they might not have any cash on them, right? So the robbers thinking they got some brains in their head, you know, going to rob a place that's near a fast food joint, because they normally going to have some type of cash, even if it's petty cash. They got a little bit of cash, you know. $20, you know, and you can rob a few cars, that's $100, that's gas money. Right? And most people pay with card. So who knows, you might have something on there, might be a getaway with something, because sometimes you got cards that allow, you know, to go into the negative, and you can just purchase it. Not guaranteed if you, you know. But hey, possibility. You're breaking the law. You're not thinking too clearly. But it gets worse.
And were informed that the suspects were white. Do you hear me, ladies and gentlemen? They were told, hey, you're looking for some white guys, not black people. The victim told the 911 dispatcher that 3 to 4 white men were involved in the robbery. And they...
3 to 4 white men. Now, you might be thinking, maybe the you know, the caller mistakenly said white men, right? Right?
Left in a sedan heading west on Powell Boulevard, end quote. The victim was only able to describe the gunman as a white man wearing a ski mask and a black hoodie.
So, the officers heard black and literally got rid of every single type of identification of any kind. They said, yes, he said the word black, and then we can kill every black man in the planet. On the planet Earth, any black man we can come across, we can just murder him with reckless abandonment. You think I'm joking? Because this is something I normally try to joke about and say, you know, officers just gonna be told, look, it's 100% guaranteed it's a white man. Matter of fact, it's that white man right there. Look at him. He's waving his hand saying he is the criminal. He's actively committing crime. Do not go after anyone but that white man right there. Please, right there. He's right there. He's right there. I'm pointing to him. Matter of fact, I got him in my hands. Just go ahead and arrest him right there. And they will say, thank you, and go down the street, around the corner, and maybe down a couple of blocks to find the nearest black man and assault, brutalize, and maybe even kill him. And say, we did our job. We did our job. Crime taken care of. This is exactly it. I try to tell you, I told you, more overt. Think I'm joking.
The victim provided no further description of any of the suspects other than they were, quote, definitely white men and a black hoodie. The victim provided no further description of any of the suspects other than they were, quote, definitely white men. The victim provided no further description
so you can,
of any of the
suspects. You can hear 100%.
Other than they were, quote, definitely white men.
No.
The victim provided no further description of any of the suspects other than they were, quote, definitely white men.
Mm-mm.
Cody. The victim provided no further description of any of the suspects other than they were, quote, definitely white men.
No. One more time.
The victim provided no further description of any of the suspects other than they were, quote, definitely white men.
One more time.
The victim provided no further description of any of the suspects other than they were, quote, definitely white men.
So, what are you not going to even fathom looking at? I work with kids with special needs. I do. Even the most special of special needs would say, I'm going at the white man. I don't care what white man I come across. Every single solitary last one of them, including my partner, are criminals to me. At least you got one part that the suspect are. The one thing that the victim said the suspect was white men. So how in the hell do you kill a black man? Unless you're nothing than a bigoted piece of shit. There's nothing else. There's no way you can say, well, you know, and definitely he's not like he's one of those, you know, white people that look, that are black by, you know, association, right? No. He's brown. So how? How? Tell me, how do you get to that situation where you're shooting and killing a black guy? And your response is to this suspected crime that was committed. Because all this is suspected because being called in by a victim, but you don't have much evidence, right? The victim tells you the race of the individual that you're looking for. White men. 3 to 4 white men. So I'm not going to go and beat and brutalize a Latino girl. An Asian girl. Right? Gender, sex, whatever you want to call it. Completely different. Race completely different. They're not going to be touched. You got to talk to these individuals because these are, most of the time when you get police officers, they are conservatives. And you already know conservatives don't believe in education whatsoever. They just don't. They don't. They're anti-education. So you got to speak to them as if they're on the kindergarten level because that's exactly when they stop going to school. Right? So you're not going to go after any women. Period. You're not going to go after Latino, Asian, or minority men. You're going after white men. How is it you found a way to kill a black guy? For this crime. Because of systemic racism. Is built into the system that no one else are criminals. But the black man. Because these officers were trained. They grew up watching TV. They came from neighborhoods and areas where they were told only people who are criminals are black people and other minorities. If they are minority, they are guaranteed 100% to be the criminal. If they have not committed a crime now, they will commit a crime to begin off with. Maybe they already did beforehand, you don't know it, but they will commit a crime because they are a walking crime. Because them being around is a crime. If it's a white guy, may not be committing crime, you know. If they're liberal, they're for, you know, protecting black people, you know, yada, 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 they're for the minority shit, then yeah. Oh, yeah, now you can go ham on them, right? Seriously, that's how they are. Might be thinking it's kind of crazy, but yeah, that's how they are. Again, the system of policing was developed from the slave catchers. Because people don't understand this, that police were not automatically created when the, you know, country was created. When the country was created, you normally had a serf or deputy, which was like somebody who was prominent in the city, in the area, in the block, that would go out there and, you know, walk around things, right? They'll bring it to them and say, hey, you know, this guy did this and this and that to me. And they'll look over and say, yeah, I believe you. You owe him something or you go to jail, right? They didn't have police, right? So that's why black people couldn't really go to court and defend themselves in court when we first won. We didn't have any rights to the white man should respect anyway, according to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. So, hope you guys know, again, that you talk about systemic racism, the literal Supreme Court said that black people have no rights that the white man should respect. Yeah, when the Supreme Court says that, it says, well, you kind of understand that it has to be built into the framework of the system of the how everything works. So they start doing that. They create the, slave catchers who will be able to go and have rights to be able to go into certain neighborhoods, cities, and yada yada, and be able to round up black people and bring them back to these slave owners. That expanded once slavery ended to becoming police. Their literal role did not change at the time because yes, black people were free, but don't forget, this is the United States. They did literally nothing to actually mitigate the effects of slavery. Matter of fact, they did everything in their power to make sure it was full damn well worse. That's why a lot of black people were so willing to go back into slavery. Right? That's when they created the black holes, where you couldn't be in more than a group of one person. You sitting around not working, you can go to jail. You sitting around near a establishment, you can go to jail. You walking around on the sidewalk and a white person passes, you can go to jail. If you jump across the other street, you can go to jail. You walk around and you breathe next to a white person, you can go to jail. You walk around and you say something to a white person, you can go to jail. If a white person says something to you and you respond back, you can go to jail. If a white person says something to you and you did not respond back, you can go to jail. Seriously, by the way, that's true. If they said something to you and you responded back, you can go to jail. If they said something to you and you didn't respond, you can go to jail. Yeah, can't see how they do that now with the whole contradictory orders. Yeah, business the black holes, right? If you provide any information to police, you can go to jail. If you don't provide information to police, you can go to jail, right? Kind of see how it was kind of difficult to be black and live. Because they were pretty much trying to put you in jail because that's the only way, don't forget. Still to this very day, by the way, that you can actively put someone into slavery. So they were trying to fill up them jail cells and had them slave masters come in there and start rounding up black people left and right and saying, "Ha, I got my slave." Just like they're doing now. That's why they got for-profit prisons. So you can have your slaves. Right? That's why 1350 exists. For those idiots like Officer Tatum who believes that it means 50% of people going to jail. No, it's wrong. It's 50% of people being arrested for violent crimes. And by the way, just like we've seen here, you can get easily arrested for a crime you literally didn't commit. What happens all the time with black people. Right? Just happen to be just walking down the street, you can go to jail for a crime you did not commit. Just like what happened here with this black guy who was murdered for a crime he literally had nothing to do with and could not commit because he's black. Right? Because he's black and the suspects were white. So you start to see how systemic racism happens. It's built up. Slave catchers now become police officers. The black codes exist and they start to be implemented. And then after they say can't call them black codes anymore. So now we're going to just incorporate every black code that existed and just call them a different word in some cases. In other cases, just keep it 100% the exact same. Right? And you start to train the officers to see black people only as criminals. White people can be criminals. That's impossible. They do not commit crime at all, period. They have no reason to. Black people commit crime because they are black. They have the criminal gene. That's why they have that out right now. Yeah, they literally said we were genetically altered by God to be criminals. Right? And that's being beaten to these officers here on a constant basis. If you don't believe that, you're out. And only people being hired are the ones that are pushing that same bigoted narrative. Right? They push that same bigoted narrative saying that, black people had the criminal gene. They have smaller skull shapes than white people. They are, crime hungry lunatics. That's why our GPA is so low. That's why our attendance at school is so low. That's why we commit a lot of the crimes, even though, again, the system is set up for black people to commit crime, right? Just think about it. Where are all the police in black and minority neighborhoods? Matter of fact, Michael Bloomberg even said it. Yes, he's going to put police in black and minority neighborhoods. Are they going to come up with more crimes? Yes. Well, of course they would. So you're then saying that since they're not in those white neighborhoods, those crimes are being committed by white people are going unabated. Right? They commit the crime, they go home, they live off their crime they committed, and everyone's happy. But in those black and minority neighborhoods, you're cramming officers in there, and you're forcing them to have to perform, correct? Because they get performance reviews. That's why you have a thing called the quota, right? And it's real. The quota is real. Yes, it's not, we may not per se say an actual number, but you have to perform and show that you're doing some type of work, right? It's like working at a bank. You can say, working at a bank, you don't have a actual quota for cross-selling, but it's very recommended because it shows that you're actually doing some work. So there is an actual quota. It's just not outwardly explained to you to actually have it, right? It's not actually out there in the open. But if you're not cross-selling, you're going to lose your job, right? The same thing with policing. If you're not arresting people and you're in a predominantly black neighborhood and you haven't arrested anybody, you haven't stopped and frisked somebody, then you're not doing your job. You're showing that you're not doing your job. Well, Trey, maybe that's because, you're not doing your job. Or maybe you're in a neighborhood where that stuff is not actually happening, but the fear of not doing your job forces you to go and start harassing people. Right? That starts to happen. Well, of course. If that happens, yeah, damn straight. You know, I'm going to bust down people's doors. I'm going to harass them. I'm going to throw them against the wall, stop and frisk them. I'm going to arrest them. I'm going to do all that stuff to them, right? I'm just going to start faking up fucking dumbass charges on them. I'm going to be yelling my damn body cam, stop resisting, stop resisting, stop resisting, stop resisting, stop resisting, stop resisting. Officer down, officer down, shots fired, shots fired, shots fired. Just to make it look like I'm doing my job every day. And I'm in a pretty much peaceful neighborhood where nothing happens. But since you're in a predominantly black neighborhood, you better believe you're going to be arresting people. You're going to be charging people with this and that. You got to come up with a laundry list of shit. If you ain't popping up every goddamn week, you know, with at least 15, 20, or 30 people you arrested on that given day, something is wrong. But if you're in that white neighborhood, no, you don't get that same type of treatment. Why are you harassing these good white citizens up here? They ain't doing nothing to you. Yeah. And you can go longer without actually having to have those performance reviews of you actually doing something. You can say you stopped by a local CVS and checked in with them to see if something was going on. Right? Or a local church and whatnot. And get away with that. You ain't getting away with that with no goddamn black neighborhood. Be real with yourself. Gotta be hard, violent, rough crimes. And then they put that into people's heads. So now they see that with every black person. So they will harass, brutalize black people. Proof is in the pudding. You heard it. This black guy was shot and killed by being just being in the vicinity of a crime that was committed. And the victim directly stated that they can only guarantee one thing and one thing only, 100%, that if any officer neglects to do this, they are literally bigots and literally neglecting their duty. They said, on my life, they were white. If you do anything to any other person that's definitely not white, you are a racist bigot. There's no in between. Because the suspect were white. That's coming from the victim. They can't guarantee nothing else. But the fact that the suspects were white. So why are you going after a black man? I told you. If anybody wants to counteract that and say, well, you know, that doesn't prove systemic racism, I'm going to say, how does it? When they guaranteed that the suspects were white. And the police went after a black man. Well, he's running. I don't give a fuck. Well, he could be committing a crime. That wasn't what I was told. That's not, they didn't say it came across my radio. So if he's out there committing a crime right that moment, I still got a radio saying that there was no crime committed. There was no crime committed. They saw him asleep in his car, woke his ass up. He got scared, ran out the car. He saw a bunch of police, their guns drawn, and they fired on him. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, you shouldn't be running from the police. Yeah, that's right. You sit there and let them fire at you right in the car, and you're going to be able to dodge in a damn bullet and be murdered. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's going to happen. Because they're going to fire at him anyway. They want to go after a black man. A black man only. They didn't have any other thought in their mind. No matter how many times it was repeated by the victim that they should not go after a black man. They begged at the officers, please, reprogram your training to stop seeing black people as criminals and understand I said white man, white man, white men, white men, white men, please, it's white men, please don't go at a black person. And they couldn't. They couldn't help themselves because they're programmed to only see black people as criminals. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. Just wanted to do that. Proof is in the pudding. The first video shown that police can't help themselves but to brutalize black people. Even if it's to stop them from committing a crime and getting away with it. So like Dr. Rashad Ritchie said, even if this was true, which is more likely not, you gave this man an out because all of you guys beat, brutalized, and assaulted this black man instead of just arresting him, putting him behind bars, and let him face his peers in court. You gave everything away. Now this man, if he did assault this woman and his child, is gonna get paid for doing so. And then here, we're even being told that the suspects are white. They couldn't help themselves because they were programmed to only see minorities as criminals. Since it's an integral part of being a police officer, it's only seeing minorities as criminals. They couldn't help themselves, and they killed an unarmed black man. And they got a vacation for it, by the way, in each video. So nothing was done. Yeah. It's hard being black. All that I can say. Well, this is going to be where I end the podcast. Later, guys.